So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk at the Rouses Market in Houma, folks. Martin Luther King Boulevard. Stop by. We are here until 7 p.m., then hand it off to the Saints Hour with Mike Haas. Are you getting ready for a big Thanksgiving spread? Rouses has got you covered with fresh ingredients for gumbo, dressing, casseroles, and even traditional dishes. Pick up sweet potatoes, Gulf oysters for your dressing, Merlotton for your family recipes. Stop by at Rouses Market.
Hey, get them Gulf oysters, man. I'm telling you. And now, that cornbread, got cornbread dressing too. You like that, Steve? You like cornbread dressing?
I like all kinds of dressing.
Okay, I got you.
I'm pretty easy to please with food. I don't say no to many things.
Well, you like
A-Bear.
Yeah. And too much if it don't eat him, he'll eat it.
We're going to get into our pick six segment now, Mike. Charlie, how did we fare last weekend?
Bobby went 4-2. Steve, you and I went 3-3. Mike went 2-4 this past week. Kind of a quick recap here. Mike, Bobby, myself all picked Mizzou. Finally, Steve, you picked OU and they went right for you, so congratulations on that. Bobby got us all on the Oregon game. Oregon ended up covering that big 10.5 point spread against USC. Lincoln Riley shouldn't have trusted him, and oh well, we'll move on. NFL games, it was a split. Bobby and I had taken the Colts. They ended up barely covering that 3.5. I was sweating that one, guys. Both of you took Kansas City and lost. We all lost the Saints, and then real make it simple, we all won the Rams, we all won the 49ers. So updated standings real quick, guys, before we get into college football rivalry week. Mike is 39-40, leading the way with a negative record. That's how bad we've been this year, guys. Bobby and I are tied at 37-42. Steve is at 35-44. Guys, I sent this text to y'all this morning basically saying, like, college football rivalry week, there's a lot of really intriguing games that I wanted to dive into. So we're doing pick eight this week because we got 5 games in college football and then 3 in the NFL week 13. So we got to kind of get through this pretty quickly. We'll go step by step. As always, chronological order. The first game of the weekend that we will be picking is Friday, number 3, Texas A&M, 2.5 point favorites on the road at number 17, Texas. Bobby sent in his picks this week, so I have him. He's got Texas A&M minus 2.5 here. Guys, this feels like one of those games where, you know, you remember last year Texas A&M was hosting Texas and there was all that hype around that game, and then Texas just walked in and whooped them around. I think this is the revenge game for A&M. I think they've been legit all year. I don't care what people say about their schedule and strength of schedule, whatever. I think Texas A&M goes in and knocks Texas out of the playoff conversation for good here and covers a 2.5 point spread on the road.
I'm with you. I like A&M. I just think they're a better team, and their quarterback's playing better. Listen, nothing against Arch, but if you had your choice right now, who would you pick? You'd pick Reed or you'd pick Manning?
Right.
It's easy pick.
Yeah.
Easy on that. So give me A&M.
Yeah, that's why my pick's easy, too. I'm going with the better team, like you said. It's just 2.5, so give me the Aggies on the road here in Texas.
And then we got a real fun matchup in the Big Ten, guys. Number 1, Ohio State. This line has been all over the place. I think it opened at maybe 5.5, and then it jumped all the way up to like 12.5, and now it's down to 10.5. The Buckeyes at number 18, Michigan. The hump that they can just not get over in recent years. Michigan continues to beat them. This is at the Big House, and Ohio State's getting 10.5 points. Bobby's got Ohio State minus 10.5. Ohio State has been bludgeoning teams all year long. The one thing that gives me any type of hesitancy is that they haven't been able to do it to Michigan recently. But give me the Buckeyes to cover. I think that they win. Michigan's been bad against the spread all season long, guys.
Ohio State's the best team in the country. If Michigan wins this game, man, it's almost like a curse. But I got to go with the Buckeyes. They are loaded everywhere.
Yep.
And you talk about they didn't have their starting receivers last week. And look at what they rolled up. Without Jeremiah Smith and without Cornell Tate. Man, they are absolutely loaded. Now, again, it's a one-game deal, and they haven't had a lot of success against Michigan, especially when Harbaugh was there. But Neil Moore beat them last year.
Right.
But, again, for me, Buckeyes.
Yeah, double digits on the road, giving points I usually want to stay away from, but you mentioned it, Mike. The Buckeyes, best team in college football right now. I'll lay the 10.5 in Ann Arbor.
I mean, how many first-round picks are they going to end up having, guys? I'm really actually looking forward to that once we get to April. But, like you said, Mike, it is a loaded roster, the best team in college football. Clean sweep for Ohio State, minus 10.5 on the road. Up next, so all these rivalries, we're having a good time. Then there's just LSU at Oklahoma thrown in here, guys. I don't really understand. I guess it's because LSU's rival games against, like, Ole Miss and Arkansas they play earlier in the year. Anyways, LSU at number 8, Oklahoma. OU minus 10.5. Bobby's got the Sooners covering that. You know, OU burned me last week when I picked Missouri to cover a decent spread on the road in Norman. So give me OU here. I hate picking the Sooner team because every time I pick them, it feels like they don't cover and the vice versa. But give me the Sooners 10.5. I think that defense is just way too stout.
I think Oklahoma defense, it would stack up with Ohio State. Now, their offense, Mateer, you don't know what you're going to get out of him since he's gotten back from the injury. But, man, LSU has shown me nothing on offense. And you going up against one of the best defenses in college football? No, give me the Sooners here.
Good ruck, as Mike would say.
Good ruck.
I'm rolling with Oklahoma, too, guys, just because, you know, we want to talk about offenses being offensive. We've seen the Saints struggling to put up points. The LSU's been not being able to get in the end zone. It's just been a rough year for Louisiana football fans besides Tulane.
Obviously. And Oklahoma's playing for something.
Yeah, exactly. So
the other thing.
I'll lay 2.5 Oklahoma here.
Up next, we're heading to Neyland Stadium, number 20 Tennessee, 2.5-point favorites at home against number 14 Vanderbilt. Guys, I will be outright. I think the wrong team is favored here. Give me Vanderbilt easily. Bobby's also got Vandy covering the 2.5-point spread. Tennessee has so many questions defensively, and Diego Pavia is playing very hot football. Give me Vanderbilt. And they're still in the playoff conversation, by the way. They have two losses. I know they're ranked 14, but by the end of the season, if they have a 10-2 resume out of the SEC, it's at least a conversation here, guys. So give me Vandy. They got more to play for on the road at Tennessee.
Man, I love Vandy, and Pavia has just been magnificent. And really, they had Alabama by the teriyaki, so to speak, and they let him loose. Pavia tried to be Superman in that game, and it backfired. Charlie, I know you remember that. But yeah, cover late in the game.
I hated it.
By Alabama. So Vandy here for me, and I agree with you. To me, this is a pick'em game or Vandy favorite. I don't get it. I don't know what they're seeing with Tennessee, to be honest with you. Give me Vandy because they're better at quarterback. And I know this – they may play this game. This is our bowl game. This is our bowl game. We may not get into that top 12. This is where we show them how good we are.
It's becoming a very boring week with our picks, guys, because I'm rolling with Vandy as well. I was surprised to see Tennessee favored by 2.5 at home here.
Yeah, me too. Because I thought this would be a pick'em game. Basically, I really thought it'd be a pick 'em game. And to see that, and I get points. What? Give me that.
Sure.
Yeah, Vegas has been kind of weird with Tennessee games, guys. I think that they're kind of overestimating the effect of that home crowd, but we'll see. Anyways, guys, wrapping up with one of the funnest matchups of the entire weekend because of the situation that we're sitting at, the Iron Bowl, number 10 Alabama, 5.5-point favorites at Auburn. Jordan Harris Stadium, if you ask any Alabama fan, they will say that place is haunted. They are not looking forward to this game. I talked with Dan Barron earlier on today, and I was just like, how you feeling, Dan? He's just like every other Alabama fan, I am worried about this upcoming weekend. Auburn can knock their rival out of the playoff conversation with a win here. This would basically be their Super Bowl, and Alabama's got it all to play for after losing to OU a couple weekends back, guys. Bobby's got Alabama minus 5.5. I ultimately agree with him. I think that Ty Simpson and the Bama offense does enough here, at least in that passing attack, to get after Auburn's defense, which has been kind of so-so this year, guys. Give me Alabama on the road. I feel pretty wishy-washy about this one, but I think that the Crimson Tide and Kalen DeBoer ultimately get it done.
I think the big key here is Ty Simpson.
Right.
He's the big edge at quarterback. And, man, Alabama secondary has really played well, especially in the latter part of the year. And that's playing to Auburn's strength is those receivers. Man, if I'm looking around, listen, it's open season. I'm trying to grab a couple of them receivers Auburn got because them dudes can play. Now, I don't know who can get it to them. Roll Tide. I know, Dan, you'll like to hear that, so I'll go with Alabama.
Another boring selection for me, guys, because I'm with you again in this one. So another clean sweep. Roll Tide indeed. Give me Bama -5.5 at Auburn.
That is five clean sweeps for rivalry weekend, guys. We all have Texas A&M. We all have Ohio State. All have Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, and Alabama rounding it out. And after this, we'll come back with three NFL games.
You heard it from Charlie Long. We'll be back with more of Sports Talk here at the Rouse's Market in Houma on Martin Luther King Boulevard with more Sports Talk after this, folks. Stay tuned on WWL.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Back here on Sports Talk, folks, as you get ready for your big Thanksgiving spread, Rouse's has you covered with fresh ingredients for gumbo, dressing, casseroles, and every traditional dish. Pick up sweet potatoes, Gulf oysters for your dressing, Militone for your family recipes. You got it. We're going to continue our Pick 6 segment. We got through for college selections, and unfortunately, everybody was the same right there. We'll see if there's any differences in our three NFL games. Charlie, what you got for us?
Guys, I think we'll at least have one difference, and we'll get to that later on. We're starting with Thanksgiving Day. The game that we ended up picking was the Packers at the Lions. Bobby's got the Lions -2.5, and oh boy, I was back and forth on this one. I'll take the Packers. This is such a toss-up type of game for me. I like both teams a bunch. I think that this is probably a bigger game for the Lions than it is the Packers if you look at the current standings. But the Packers were so impressive this past weekend, guys, against the Vikings. I know that J.J. McCarthy's having his struggles, but that defense really roared to life. I'm leaning on the Packers' defense here and taking the points +2.5 in Detroit, guys. I don't feel great about it, though.
I love the Lions. I just think Thanksgiving Day in Detroit, they're a team that they need. The Packers, again, they're a play-with-your-food team. Constantly. If they do that in this game, they're going to get beat. I'm just telling you. They better jump on Detroit early. I like the Lions.
Yeah, I see Dan Campbell with the big turkey leg at the end of the day. I'm going to roll with the Lions, too, here, -2.5.
I will stand alone with the Packers. I feel like they play up and down to their competition as well, guys. So I know the Lions are a really good team. It should be a really fun game. Up next, we got the Black Friday matchup, which will be a game that's on WWL. The Bears at the Eagles. The Bears are a surprise team in the NFC. The Eagles coming off a terrible loss to the Cowboys this past week, guys. But Philadelphia, 7-point favorites at home. Bobby's got the Eagles -7. I don't want to say the Bears are on fraud alert or anything like that, but I'll also take the Eagles. It's a 7-point spread. I think that they win by at least a touchdown.
Yeah, Philly gets introduced to Caleb Williams this week, so looking forward to seeing how that shakes out.
So who are you picking?
I'm going with the Eagles at home after that collapse against the Cowboys.
Man, how bad is that?
Awful.
Terrible.
So you know how Bobby's got that comment. It's a great day in America when the Saints win and the Cowboys lose. I thought about him. Man, when I saw 21-0, I'm like, well, goodness gracious. Then I flipped the game on, and I'm like, uh-oh. Right. We in trouble here.
7-14 tied up. Uh-oh.
And listen, they went for it on 4th-and-1 and didn't get it.
Right.
And gave the Eagles another shot. I got to figure somewhere along the line, the Eagles bounce back. This is a shaky pick for me, but I'm going to go with Philly.
All right, guys, that is a clean sweep for the Eagles, -7 at home against the Bears on Black Friday. Wrapping things up, we have the Saints at the Dolphins on Sunday for Week 13. Miami -5.5 at home. Bobby's got the Saints. I will disagree with him here. And just listening to how Mark Schlereth talked about Mike McDaniel and how he keys up that offense to play to its strengths, it's got me worried for the Saints defense in this one. Give me the Dolphins -5.5. I know they've been very wishy-washy, up and down, hot or cold, whatever you want to call it. I think that they win by a touchdown.
Yeah, to me, the Saints have no running game, and they got Deichan.
Yep.
To me, that was the big difference in this game. Their defense has played better, but, man, they gave, say, I don't want to say gave away, but they traded their best player defensively, Jalen Phillips, to the Eagles. What happened, Steve? Come on. But he looks good, though. He looks good in that Eagle green.
Right.
But you know what? Man, Dolphins for me.
Yeah, sadly, guys, I'm picking Miami, too. I was all psyched up about that momentum we talked about before the bye week for the Saints at Carolina. They laid a big egg against the Atlanta Falcons, and this team seems allergic to the end zone. I don't see how you can pick the Saints at all right now. I'm going to roll with Miami at home.
They Bobby's are who we thought they were.
Yeah.
At the end of it, guys, we're looking at 5 clean sweeps in college football and then 1 clean sweep in the NFL with the Eagles on Black Friday. I got the Packers. All 3 of you had the Lions. And then Bobby's got the Saints, and the rest of us have the Dolphins.
I'll shock it.
We'll see how this shakes out, gentlemen. The good thing is we got Thanksgiving coming up Thursday, and then we got Thursday, Friday, Sunday football for NFL.
I told Bob, if you'd have been against the Saints every time, you'd be way ahead of us. Way ahead here. But he continues to do it. God bless him.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.